Wungarali Majinu, Adam Shirley, ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
Yeah, there's a bit of time to think about the stuff you love doing at the moment, at least if you're not homeschooling or trying to juggle a professional job from home. But there is a bit of an opportunity to reflect on the stuff you love and maybe what it is you'd like to do given time and inclination to help others. And this is what we're trying to highlight through our ABC Canberra Community Spirit Awards. Wonderful nominees, tens and tens of them that you put forward who are doing a heck of a lot for other people right now for no want of thanks or public adulation. They just do it because they love the idea of including a lot of other people and making them feel like they're a part of something. And it's evidenced as much as anywhere in our multicultural award category. Today, Sanjay Sharma, from tens of nominees, is our second finalist. Sanjay is currently the president and founder of not-for-profit Indian Australian Multicultural Sports Association. He's a full-time teacher as well, so just think how busy Sanjay is in the current lockdown, but is so passionate about bringing sports lovers across Canberra, particularly those who have recently moved to Australia, with the chance to meet others and share cultures under the banner of taking part in sport. Sanjay Sharma, a pleasure and a privilege to meet you and speak with you today. Congratulations on being a finalist.
Thank you so much.
I mean,
thanks for the nomination.
Thinking about your journey into Canberra and then your want to bring all sorts of people under a united banner. Tell us about your early days here.
I'm an educator and I'm aware about the importance of connecting the community and the importance of mental well-being. When I moved to Canberra, and that was in 2010, I did not know anyone here and felt so lonely, and it affected my mental health. So I had first-hand experience and realized that importance of connectivity in the society. And at that time, I decided how I can create opportunities, especially for those who new to their society and who just arrived in Australia, so that they can mingle and we can bring the community together and they should share their ideas and should not feel alone. So that was the first idea came to my mind.
I think about that early phase for you and how your mental health was affected because you knew no one and you were trying to find ways of meeting and greeting someone or a lot of people. How much did sport offer that to you in the early days? Tell us about that.
As I said, when I came here, I didn't know anyone. And then this idea came to my mind that how I can create opportunities and how I can mingle with the people. So I was also I'm also passionate about cricket. So I decided that was in 2016 and 15 to organize some cricket matches for multicultural community in Canberra. Initially, that was hard to get the people, but I managed to arrange two teams, and it was a big success. After that, people started contacting me, and I found that heaps of new students and newcomers were moving to Canberra at that time. So in 2000, approximately that was in 2016, I decided to help the community by raising some funds as well so that I can bring more community members and they can get a good cause, so that I can bring them together and I can join them. So that was the idea, and we started that thing in 2016.
Tell us about sitting down on the field if people are from vastly different backgrounds, experiences, different countries as well. When they sit down to get prepared for a game of cricket, when they're taking part, what changes? What improves, Sanjay?
I have some interesting stories about that. Normally, boys, men, they are it is not hard for them to get them on the field. But yeah, at least when we started, so I came to know people from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and some Aussie-born guys as well. So it was very good to know and how they behave, how they say the things. It was new to me. And I found if I can bring them together, then whosoever is coming to the Canberra and who are new to the community, they will come to know how to say the things and how you can convey. And then we started sharing our food, our views, And it helped everyone to adopt the atmosphere in the new country. So, and basically then I found it's easier to get the boys and men on the field. And in 2016, when I started, I want to do something for the community. So I decided to arrange McGrath Breast Cancer Foundation match to raise some money. And it was a good success. We had a boys match initially. And then I observed that the women from CILD community were on the field to support their partners during the cricket match, but I never saw any women playing actively in the field. And so the idea was to involve women also. And with the help of my wife and friends, we approached women in community and asked them to participate in the Pink Stump Day. That is basically from McGrath Breast Cancer Foundation by playing a match. Women were very hesitant in the beginning. Honestly, I can tell you it's very hard to bring them and to ask them to come out and play some sports if they are not, like, they normally watch the matches,
yeah.
But it was very hard for us to bring them on the field.
So, Sanjay, just on that, what got them involved in the end and demonstrated to the women in your community as well that they could be great contributors on field and they were also a welcome part of all this?
Yeah. So, it was hard for us, as I said earlier, and and after that, when we managed to bring them on the field and mention that they are, first of all, I would like to mention here, they were too much hesitant about their injuries, and that was hard for them to take the time out from their busy schedule. And some messages I got from there that I have never picked up a bat, so I...
Where do I start? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was like hard time for us. Then I and my wife encouraged them to come on the field and assure them that we will help you guys to, and we'll teach you how to hold the bat and how you can play. Just we want to break that barrier, and that's how we started.
You're hearing from Sanjay Sharma, president and founder of not-for-profit Indian Australian Multicultural Sports Association. He's the second of our three finalists amongst the many, many nominations you sent in for the multicultural category of the ABC Canberra Community Spirit Awards. Yeah, how fulfilling is it for you to know that so many different people from different backgrounds,
yes,
and I might say sporting abilities, are part of this volunteer group and enjoy taking part in it?
Yes, honestly, it gives a pleasure, and it gives me, I can't express, like, when I do something for the community, when my friends and my wife and, like, we do the things together, it gives me a pleasure and give me a satisfaction that at least I'm doing something for the community, and we want to do more about that, and we're trying our best, and that was the first idea where the women came for the good cause. That was the first thing. Oh, okay, we are involved in the for the good cause. Let's go out, and we are happy to come out from kitchen to crease so that we can contribute for the good cause. And that was the main idea, so that we were able to drag, like, no, I would not say drag, that we were able to motivate them to come out and start playing game. And after that, there was like every year we got a phone call when we're going to have that match.
Great.
So yeah, that's a big success for us.
So if people want to find out more, they can look up the IAMSA website, and presumably you're on Facebook or other online outlets. How can people find out more about your organization?
I can summarize about IAMSA, that IAMSA, Indian Australian Multicultural Sports Association. It's basically the main idea of that association is to bring members of community together so that they can share their ideas, so that they can share their food and culture, basically who have recently moved to Australia. And you guys can, like, members of community can find us on Facebook. We have a page on Facebook that is Independence Day Cup Canberra. So we are trying to arrange a website as well.
Mm.
So approximately 950 people from a diverse range of culture background have participated in IMSA Canberra events. So we arranged cricket matches, sometime lawn tennis and table tennis. And we think about the elderly people, members of the community as well, so that they can go for a regular walk and we can arrange some prayer groups for them. So, and trying to do more, we were active during the bushfire as well.
Mm.
And we helped recently when the ACT government announced the mask mandatory. So we distributed a free of cost mask to the community. So, yeah, that's how we normally distribute and participate, contribute in the community, whatever we can do.
There is so much that you offer and the ways you bring all sorts of different Canberrans together through sport, but the other things you've explained. Congratulations, Sanjay. A challenge, I know, in COVID times to keep this going, but you're doing it with distinction. And thanks for being a part of the Community Spirit Awards as a finalist.
Thank you. Thanks, Ed. Thank you very much.
Sanjay Sharma, President and Founder of the not-for-profit Indian Australian Multicultural Sports Association. If you're looking for more about what they do and you'd like to be a part of it, IAMSA, have a look at their Facebook page. That's IAMSA. And you can see what they're up to and why they've become a place for unity and for sharing of cultures, food, traditions, not just sport too.
Wungarali Majinu, Adam Shirley, ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.